Pennsylvania Department of Corrections targets prison radio by Shaka Buna. Incarcerated citizens' rights to freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and which provides a news medium for prisoners to report what goes on inside prisons. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections has targeted prison radio for silencing in two ways: by not allowing prisoners to place prison radio's telephone number on their authorized telephone list to contact prison radio, and by a recent telephone hacking attack that rendered prison radio's telephone inoperable for about a month. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections currently denies prisoners access to prison radio by refusing to place prison radio's phone number on their authorized telephone list, thereby preventing prisoners to call prison radio to freely express their views about prison. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections officials justify their unconstitutional actions of preventing prisoners' access to prison radio with such lame excuses as, Noel Hanoran appears to be the director of prison radio, which is not a radio station and does not have a FCC license, or Ms. Hanoran's phone number is already on the approved phone list of another inmate. DCADM 818, Section 2B6, prohibits multiple inmates from having the same phone number on their phone list, with certain exceptions: immediate family, news media, etc. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Policy 009 permits prisoners to contact the news media, but prison officials are using Policy 818 that a phone number on one prisoner's phone list cannot be on another prisoner's phone list to deny prisoners from calling prison radio. So what the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections are doing is effectively preventing 54,999 prisoners from calling prison radio to express their views because one prisoner within the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, 30 prisons, has prison radio's phone number on their approved phone list. This is a blatant violation of incarcerated citizens' civil rights of freedom to contact the news media, freedom of speech, and freedom of expression. Recently, throughout the month of February, prison radio's reception of phone calls from within the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections were rendered inoperable. We believe this to have been a telephone hacking attack against prison radio by the PDOC because, one, only the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections and Securus Phone Service Company controls prisoners' phone numbers and phone services. But Securus doesn't have a motive to render prison radio's ability to receive or accept phone calls from prisoners inoperable, while the PDOC does have a motive. Two, prison radio were able to receive or accept phone calls from prisoners all across America during that time, while only prisoners within the PDOC phone calls were made unable to receive when called. Three, no inmates could call, including Mumia Abu-Jamal, Shaka Buna, and Brian Arroyo. And four, Securus were perplexed about what was going on and took them about a month to fix it. Considering the facts, one can logically deduce that more than likely prison radio was the victim of telephone hacking by the DOC. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections view prison radio as a threat to its interests of being ran by racist good old boys club, of maintaining its secretive prison operations from the public, and of its money profits derived from free prison labor. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections fears that if the speaking platform that prison radio provides to prisoners grows, the more likely their dirty deeds will be exposed before the world. Ultimately, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections fear prison radio exposing them, for exposure leads to public scrutiny. Public scrutiny leads to transparency and accountability of the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, which leads to the destruction of the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections as we know it. I am Kerry Shaka Buna Marshall, co-founder and editor of the Movement Human Rights Magazine, prison radio correspondent, and child life of prisoner, and can be reached at Rockview State Prison. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.